In Toronto, more people have been quarantined in an effort to stop the spread of a new cluster of SARS cases. 29 people have died. Business leaders in Toronto said they've lost $1 billion in trade. Hotels and restaurants are suffering the most as American tourists stay away. Retail stores and health clinics also are feeling the pinch. Brian Mann of North Country Public Radio reports.
It's midday, and a dozen people are waiting in the lobby at the Lapsley Family Doctors Clinic in Toronto. They're not sick with SARS. They're here with everyday ailments, skin rashes and broken arms and earaches. But three of the clinic's four doctors are quarantined with SARS, two of them critically ill. Dr. Rex Verschuren is working 12-hour shifts to keep the doors open. But as many of his patients are forced to go elsewhere, Verschuren says the business is falling apart.
Well, at this point, it's devastated. Our landlord has held off on the rent for now, and we've cut down all expenses and laid off four staff.
More than 5,000 people are quarantined in Toronto, many of them nurses and doctors. Three hospitals have closed. That makes it harder to deal with the SARS outbreak, Verschuren says. But it also means a lot of people going without paychecks.
There's people who are quarantined and not allowed to go to work. Then you've got surgeons who have hospitals closure, so they can't do surgery. Nurses who get laid off, nurses who get sick, receptionists. This is devastating lots of people.
The SARS scare also means smaller crowds in Toronto's shops and restaurants.
$2.
At ABC Books, a second-hand store downtown, the aisles are mostly empty. The owner, who says he just goes by the name McKay, raises a hand and ticks off Toronto's troubles on his fingers.
I think the war, and now SARS, and then West Nile virus is coming. It's no good news this year.
Businesses here aren't used to this kind of bad news. The last few years, while the U.S. economy was slumping, Canada surged forward, with Toronto leading the way. This is Canada's biggest city, the center of the country's banking and financial sectors. It's also the country's top tourism destination. But this spring, when the World Health Organization issued a SARS travel advisory for Toronto, the number of visitors from the U.S. plummeted. Toronto's hotels lost more than $125 million in business. By some estimates, as many as 12,000 workers lost their jobs. Driving through downtown Toronto, Candia, an immigrant from Sri Lanka, says he's barely holding on.
I am a cab driver. In our business, affected more than 40%.
Like a lot of business people here, Candia blames the media for causing a panic. Even with strangers riding in his cab all day long, Candia says the risks are tiny.
In Toronto, more than 5 million people, only 100, 200 people caught SARS. Even 1 minute, I didn't wear the mask. I don't know why these people are afraid to come to Toronto.
In fact, there are no white masks on Toronto's streets. Most locals say they don't fear contracting the disease. When this second SARS outbreak began last week, government officials were preparing an international PR blitz designed to woo visitors back to Toronto. Yesterday, organizers announced a benefit concert, a kind of pep rally that will feature top Canadian pop stars like Shania Twain. But even some of the city's biggest boosters say it may be too soon for a party. City Councilman Denzel Minnan-Wong heads Toronto's Economic Development and Tourism Committee.
It doesn't make a whole lot of sense to put an ad in a newspaper inviting people to come to Toronto when on the front page there's a new SARS outbreak that is just flushing money down a toilet, in my view.
With the number of SARS cases rising once again, local leaders worry that health officials could issue another travel advisory. As the outbreak drags on, they say Canada's national government should do more to contain the disease and to help companies survive. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann in Toronto.